Oh, faster. Fuck. Oh, you're doing so good. Fuck me with that pig. Well, hey, Professor. Didn't know you were next in line. Chad just came inside of me, but he's still hard. You'll have to wait a bit longer before it's your turn. Hey, Chad. It's fine. He can watch. Why'd you pull out? Dude, don't panic. I'll handle this. Come on. Don't pull your pants up. Oh. And he's gone. Great job, Mr. Cockblock. It's been a while since I fucked someone from the football team, and you just had to scare him off. I didn't get any of his friends' phone numbers yet. Couldn't you have at least waited until we were completely finished first? Anyway, since you're here, why not get what you came for? Now's your chance to fuck me. It's why you showed up today, right? Don't try to deny it, Professor. I know you're a pervert. This storage room is perfect since it's next to your classroom. You get to hear me moan every day. And of course, I leave the door slightly open just for you. That way, you can enjoy the show without accidentally outing yourself as the pervert you really are. Every time I'd glance at the door and sure enough, there you were, watching and rubbing your little boner through your pants. You've been doing this all week. Yeah, I've been keeping track. Let's see. Monday, it was Doug the janitor. Tuesday, it was Mr. Harper, the English professor. Wednesday, it was Claire from the cheer squad. And today, it was Chad from the football team. And I'm just naming the people I fucked this week. I'm sure, after enjoying my nutty little show, you'd go into your classroom and jerk off at your desk. I bet, after hearing me fuck so many people day after day, you just had to get a piece of all the action. It's about damn time you finally got the guts to open the door and get some too. So, are you going to take your pants off or not? Professor, there is nothing to discuss. I'm horny, so just fuck me. It's a Friday night. No one else is in the building right now. Ugh. Fine. I'll come to your classroom. Let me pull up my panties. I don't want to spill any cum that's dripping out of me. All right, that was quite the journey. We walked like 20 steps from the storage room to your classroom. You get seated on that fancy chair of yours and I'll lock the door. I'd rather not get interrupted for a second time today. When I turn around, your pants better be off. And they're still on. Look, I get it. You're the new biology professor just trying to get through their first year of teaching. I know you don't want to risk ruining your career so soon, especially not by getting caught fucking one of your students. But trust me, there is nothing to be scared of. No one is going to find out. Come on, just do it. There is nothing wrong with wanting to fuck me. I want this just as much as you do. I mean, I've always thought you were cute. I love seeing your eyes light up with passion when you talk about shit like natural selection during your biology classes. You were always my favorite professor. But it seems like you're the one needing to be taught a lesson in biology. So, I'll just walk over and get today's lesson started. You like that? Feeling my fingertips gently graze your crotch? I can feel how hard you are. Your cock is ready to burst out of your pants. Despite my hand literally rubbing your dick, I can still sense some resistance. Maybe I should use more scientific terms to get the message through you. Well, Professor, I'm a bitch in heat. that's naturally selecting you to mate with me. That made you completely melt. You are so subby. It's adorable. I'll get down on my knees and undo your pants. Well, I was expecting something a bit bigger, but this is still usable. You're definitely a lot smaller than what I'm used to. Oh. Did your cock just twitch when I teased you about your size? You really are a big pervert. I bet you were jealous when you heard me fucking chat earlier. Does it bother you knowing a college boy has a cock twice as big as yours? Or does that just turn you on even more? But that's enough teasing. I want to get a taste. Do you like it when I focus on your tip? Or when I slide my tongue up and down your shaft? Now, let's see if your little guy can handle being fully inside my mouth. You're so small, it's easy to increase the suction and stimulate your entire length. What's the matter, Professor? Your legs are shaking. Don't tell me you're about to come already. Too bad. I can't let you come just yet. I've got to keep you on that edge. You may be the professor and I'm the student, but right now, I'm in control of this classroom. You look so helpless, and I love it. I can make you do anything I want, and all I have to do is just edge your little dick. But you've managed to last this long. I'm so impressed. So? I suppose you've earned a chance to feel my pussy. I'll just slip off my panties. What's the matter? Is all that cum dripping from my cunt bothering you? There's nothing wrong with sloppy seconds. Though someone as subby as you doesn't get to decide when they get to fuck a pussy. Are you afraid that I might be too stretched out by Chad's huge cock? Wouldn't it be embarrassing if I couldn't even feel you? I suppose there's only one way to find out. Just relax and lean back in your chair. I'll straddle you and spread my pussy. Look at all that cum drizzling onto your cock. And your dick keeps twitching every time a drop of semen lands on it. I'll lower my hips, and there we go. I'm not surprised you slipped in so easily. Do you like feeling my stretched out pussy grinding on your dick? Honestly, I can barely feel you. Your little guy keeps slipping out, too. But As fun as it would be to keep this going, I'll stop teasing and really get this party started. Let me just slip you back inside and... You felt that, didn't you? That cute little moan you made the second you felt my cunt tighten up? You may have a small cock, Professor, but I know how to make the most of what I have to work with. Try not to come too quickly, okay? You've been a great professor this whole semester, so don't disappoint me now. Though with how much your cock is pulsing inside of me, I can tell you're getting close. Actually, I've got an idea. Let's play a little game. I'll take out my phone and don't worry. Just don't worry. I'm not going to record anything, as hot as that would be. I just need to use my phone's timer. Let's set a timer for, let's say, 5 minutes. If you can manage not to come before that 5 minutes is up, you win. I'll stop fucking people in the storage room, and I'll let you return to your normally scheduled teaching career. But if you do end up blowing your pathetic load too soon, then I win and you will become my slave. Sure, when you're teaching class, I'll let you stay in charge. I'll let you pretend like you're the one controlling things. But the second that class ends, I'm in charge and you will listen to me. I will fuck whomever I want, wherever I want, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Don't worry, though. I'll still let you watch and jerk off. I'll still come back to your room afterwards and reward you for being a good boy. Your cock just throbbed inside of me when I called you a good boy. This is going to be so much fun. So what do you say? Up for the challenge? Well, I suppose you don't have much of a choice. Now, timer's set. Now let's begin. See? Not too bad, right? I'll play nice. Start slow. I'll give you a fighting chance. There's a good boy. That's 1 minute down, and you haven't blown your load yet. Congrats, Professor. Just 4 more minutes to go, but let's start picking up the pace. Three more minutes. You're almost there. Wouldn't want to blow your load now, right? How does it feel in there, Professor? Do you like being my good little boy? Three more minutes. You're almost there. Wouldn't want to blow your load now, right? I'm surprised you've lasted this long. 2 more minutes to go. You're gripping your chair so tightly. Still resisting even after everything I've done. 1 more minute. I underestimated you, Professor. Your little dick might actually win. But you've shown me that you're not fit to be my slave. Too much willpower in such a tiny package. I'll slow down then. I'll let you win. I'll let you beat me. I'll let you go back to your normal life just like you want. What? What's the matter? If I'm not mistaken, you look almost disappointed that I'm slowing down. That I'm not letting you come. I'm not letting you lose. 10 seconds left and you win. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and... Hey! What are you doing? You stopped the timer before it hit zero. Are you admitting that you actually want to become my slave? Then say it. Admit to me that you want to serve me. Admit to me that you want to become a slave to your slutty student and that I own you. Yes, that's a good boy. And good boys like you deserve to be rewarded. I'll make sure to grind my hips and make you lose like a proper slave. Fuck. Damn it. I can't hold back anymore. I need to kiss you. Be a good boy and come for me. Let it all out. That's it. Fill me up. Let all your cum spill inside of me. Show me that you fully submit. You did such a good job today, Professor. You willingly became my slave. Just let me get off of you, and I'm going to slide my panties on. Preserve that little mess you made a little longer. I'll help you get your pants back on. Like I said earlier, I'm going to keep fucking whomever I want, and I think it's best I start using your classroom for it, too. You'll get to watch and jerk off, and you'll even get sloppy seconds afterwards. Before I go, there is one thing I need to tell you. I wasn't lying earlier when you said you were my favorite professor. Not all of the professors in this school are good, but you're definitely one of the best ones. It actually makes me sad that when I graduate, I won't be in your class anymore. So, anyways, what I'm trying to say is, after I graduate, would you like to continue being my slave? Maybe even being more than just a slave? You would? Well, you don't have to make any promises, but if you keep being a good boy for me, I'll make sure to keep you properly rewarded. See you next week, Professor.